This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A new report issued by a Human Rights Observatory says there is less and less space for Christianity in Europe's increasingly secularized society. In its latest report, the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe documented 241 cases of intolerance towards Christians across the continent in 2013. The report said some European governments and players of civil society are seeking to exclude Christianity instead of accommodating it. I spoke to the director of the observatory, Dr. Gudrun Kugler, to find out more about the report's findings.
We have collected a few numbers about incidents against Christians in Europe, and some comparisons are very, very striking. There was a senator, for example, that showed Belgian police statistics that said that every day in Belgium, 2 to 3 times a church is being violated or goods are being stolen out of that church. We have a similar number for Germany and France. Their official statistics say that more than once every day there's a hate-related attack against a church or a Christian site. In Austria, it's a smaller country, there are 2 to 3 attacks against churches every week. I think that these numbers are striking and they're also very, very alarming.
Do you believe that this intolerance and discrimination against Christians is on the increase?
It seems to me that it is. On the one hand, there are a few numbers that suggest that. On the other hand, we document these issues now for already 7 years. And so many more cases on my desk now than what we had a few years ago, that I just say that from my personal experience, I think it is increasing. Also, if you look at the media, there's more and more coverage about individual cases, as very striking cases, but also about the phenomenon. There starts to be a public awareness, and that's just a sign that an issue is becoming more and more serious.
And why are Christians becoming the object of these cases of intolerance and discrimination? What are the reasons you give for this?
There must be a number of reasons, and I don't think that there is an exhaustive list. But it seems that the mainstream society in Europe is becoming increasingly secular, and that Christianity seems to be fighting for its own place, that where Christianity is in conflict with modern society or Western society, as cases of intolerance start to appear, and the conflict seems to become harsher and harsher with the development of society. And we see that the intolerance that we witness and that we document at our observatory has two different areas. One is a social phenomenon where we see people reacting in an intolerant way that could be from, you know, some kind of exclusion all the way to abuse and violence. But we also see laws being drafted and being adopted where the free exercise of religious freedom of Christians is being limited. And so on these two areas, we see the situation becoming more and more difficult.
If you could just single out one or even two of these cases documented in your report, what for you were the most shocking or glaring cases?
For me, as I live in Vienna, it was very sad to see just a few days ago a world-famous church in Vienna. It's called the Church of St. Charles, Karlskirche, terribly vandalized. A number of people, the police said it must have been many, threw paint bags on the historic facade and the archangels that decorate the entrance area of that church. And I'm very close to this church. We go there a lot ourselves, and we see the hatred that is behind those acts much more clearly when it's actually a church that we go to ourselves. That was very striking for me.